Okay, so we're up to page Peches, Simon Yud Beis. Ha'holich b'derech, a person is traveling on the road. Again, it's Simon Yud Beis, Sifkat and Ches, on page Peches. Ha'holich b'derech v'yigia l'makam shu'ayt se'lol l'unshem. Now these halachas, I don't know how we really relate them today. Today it's a different world today. Our mode of transportation is completely different, but the basic laws are: person is traveling on the road, and you arrive at your hotel, you arrive at your destination, and now the question is: I have to daven shachris or mincha or ma'ariv. Am I mechuyev according to the halacha to pick myself up and go to the nearest shul to daven? So the laws are, okay, these are very general raw laws. How you apply it today is a whole different story, but generally speaking, im yesh lefanav adalid milin, if there is a shul, you know, you're really trying to reach a certain destination, going somewhere. So if I would go to the shul, that would bring me closer to my destination, you're mechuyev to go further. Don't stop here, keep on going. Because since if you'll go to shul, you will also have the benefit, you're accomplishing two things. You're getting closer to your ultimate destination, and you're coming to the Beis HaKnesses. And how many milin? Dalid milin. Dalid milin is about 4 miles. Im yesh lefanav, not 4 miles, about 3 miles. A mil is about 3/4 of a mile. Im yesh lefanav ad dalad milim mokem shemispal mit sibur im yochu lovo shama mibo'id yoim, if you can reach there when it's still day, shlo yitzorach ulachas yichidi b'layla, there is no danger whatsoever. Tzorich leilach dalabim yimchuyiv to go lefanav kadeh sheyispal mit sibur, yimchuyiv to go there, to travel there and to daven mit sibur, you have an obligation, and that's how far the obligation goes. Yimchuyiv to travel even 3 miles forward to go to a mokum where they'll daven b'tzibur. However, mikolosh concernedly shalot leilch mimokum shemispalam sham b'tzibur. You're certainly not a leaf. If you're in a location with zemini, you're not a leaf on that location where you're going to miss. If you'll be able to reach your destination later in the day, you're not allowed to leave if by leaving you're not going to have a place to daven b'tzibur. Tess mitzvah. Now, what about going backwards? So it doesn't say going backwards there. You only mechuyev to go backwards up to 1 mil. Now, today there's a machlekes hapoiskim. If we can travel 3 miles today by car very quickly, right? You can get in a car and 3 miles takes 5 minutes. You're there. So the shaila is, how do we apply these halachos today? Let's say luyitzuya, you would have, you're driving an RV, right? So that's what it's called, an RV. Those big. So you don't have a problem of hotel. You know, you only have where you can stay. You can park the RV wherever you want. Okay, you're out Midwest. You're traveling the RV, and you come to a place you want to stay. You want to pull over. You want to pull over and take a rest. You're tired from driving. 3 miles from here is a shul. If I pull over now, I'm not going to be able. Okay, I'm trying to make this in modern terms, 21st century. If I pull over now and I wait 5 minutes, I'm going to miss davening. But if I keep on traveling, and anyway I have to travel in that direction, and it's only 3 miles, 4 mil, I'll come to a place where there's a minyan. So certainly there's no question you are mechuyev. It's mamash a case over here from out of Shulchan Aruch. You're mechuyev to keep on traveling. You're tired. So don't be tired. Too bad. You have to daven with a minyan. So it's only 3 miles. And anyway, the 3 miles are exactly along the road where you're planning to travel anyway. So keep on going. Shaila is, in the time of Chazal, how long did it take to walk 3 mil? They didn't have RVs, they walked. So when they walked, let's say it took to travel 4 mil, it took... they went by wagon. So whatever the case was, let's say the amount of time it took for them to travel was obviously a lot slower than we can go today. So let's say the amount of time, I don't know all the numbers, I'm not good with the numbers, let's say it took 45 minutes. Let's say it took 18, whatever it was, 18 minutes for 1 mil, or let's say it took an hour. Let's take an hour. I don't know, whatever the numbers are. Hour and a half. So let's say it took an hour. So an hour happens to equal 4 mil. So the shilas today, do we follow the zman, or do we follow the distance? So if you tell me the whole issue is amount of distance, the distance is 4 mil. So in ancient times, it happened to take them, too bad for them, it took them an hour to travel 4 mil. Today it only takes me 5 minutes. So if it'll take me, I'm in the RV, I have to daven shachris, if I keep on going, I'll reach my destination. What's the difference? Oh, it's 5 mil. Oh, 5 mil, I have no obligation. I'm potter. It's 5 mil. The Shulchan Aruch says 4 mil. I'm potter. It's distance. But if it's time, so you can go 60 miles an hour. So it's not anymore going to be 4 mil. It'll be 100 mil. We measure in terms of time. If I can reach my destination within 45 minutes an hour, you mechuyev to keep on going. If anyway you're traveling in that direction. So what is the bottom line? Is it a matter of distance or is it a matter of time? We actually learned this. We learned the Kitzur, the Mishnah Berurah with Dirshu. Somehow it came up there. That issue of the Hilchos Tchumen. You want to travel more than 2,000 amas? It's machlokes
apayiskin. The bottom line is how tired you are.
No, there's halacha. If you very today, unfortunately, today, myself included, we're not as makbid in halacha as we should be, and we're also very ignorant. So we don't know. We don't know a lot of things, so we get very confused. Sometimes we're too machmir, sometimes we're too lenient. So everything becomes a very big fuzz. We're in a daze most of the time, unfortunately. But if we would really apply ourselves and really know the halachas, this is an issue. You have an issue, you're traveling, you're somewhere, and you take very seriously, unfortunately people don't take seriously davening, even when there's nothing holding them back. You're supposed to come davening, all these halachas, we learn these halachas, washing your hand, having gufnaki, coming early to davening, all the things that we're supposed to do. Unfortunately, we're not serious even when there's nothing holding us back. So when you're traveling and you have on your mind 10 other things, so obviously we're going to slack off. But if we were learning halacha, the purpose of learning halacha is at least to mechazek us a little bit, to pay a little bit more attention to what we really should be doing. This is a very interesting issue. Is it a matter of time or is it a matter of distance? And this is indeed a machlokes hapoiskim. I don't know who the different sides, the big gedolei hapoiskim, different some opinions say it's a matter of time. We have to extrapolate, figure out what it takes to walk down the mill in ancient times, which there are many sources for that. Extrapolate is man hazeh. You're going in a car, depending on, no speeding of course, depending on what the distance is, how much time does it take the average person to reach? Should we move? Yeah.
No, I would assume that you have to use their mode of transportation if you're not walking.
Okay, whatever their mode of transportation is. But I think the Gemara's mode of transportation that the Gemara used these numbers was walking. You have a camel or a donkey, which is
already had a horse and wagon.
I know, but he's using the terminology. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is a kitzur. He's not going into there was a lot of technology in his time already, and he makes no mention of all the technology. He just talks about the basic law halachas, and he expects us to extrapolate to figure out. Okay, so this is just something very interesting to keep in mind. How do we extrapolate when it comes to mills of time, or is it a matter of distance? No, he doesn't make any reference to this. Not at least in this version. Maybe in the new versions. Unfortunately, we're using it's free. So this is an old, very old edition. It's probably the first edition, which I get online for free. The new editions have a lot more. So it could very well be. It's also, even what we have on the bottom was rewritten. It's rewritten much clearer. Plus a whole new, I think even two more rounds of editions. This was added, and then there was something called Kuntras Acharon. So maybe if I look there, I would find more things. Okay, let's go to Hanex Halacha Tess. Mitzvah gedol l'spalul beis hakneses or beis hamedrash. Another very important halacha. It's a mitzvah to daven in a beis hakneses or in a beis hamedrash. Shehem mekoymos mikudoshim. This is a very important halacha. The mokoym is kodesh. We all know that. That if, even if you have to daven yechidus, it's much better to go to daven in a shul.
Even though you know there's no
minyan than to daven at home. Why? Because it's a holy mokoym. The mokoym is sacred. Let's say you go there for whatever reason, you're in a situation where there is no minyan in shul. It doesn't matter. It's better to daven there than to daven at home. Mikol makoim mitzvah l'sval sham gam b'yichidus kevon shehei mikoimos mikudashem, because it's holy. See, if I wouldn't read this, I would think distractions. Very interesting. I know that at home, it's very distracting, even if no one's home. Even if no one is home, there's a computer there. My computer is there. Email. And you know, it's just a very big Yetzirah. I'm talking about clean things. I'm not talking about anything also. Just it's just there. We know it's distracting. He says no. In his time, it seems, you know, years ago, Ramesh Makana, these people, years ago, they would know there were much less distractions. You don't have a son. There was no cell phones. When you went home, what's going to distract you at home? So you have children, so maybe they'll distract you. But there was no cell phones and there's no computers. So what are you going to do already? Television was very boring. So what are you going to do already? What kind of distractions are you going to have? So then you would say, might as well daven at home, because the truth is, at home there are probably less distractions than when you go to a Beis HaKnesses. When you go to Beis HaKnesses Minish, you schmooze and you for someone to talk to, you gossip and this and that. At home, it could be there are less distractions. So he says a very important point. It's right. At home, there may be less distractions. If you can find such a thing today, which I don't even know if it's true anymore today, but it's not kadosh. A Beis HaKnesses has sanctity. People come there every single day to daven and to learn. That gives the Mokom Kedusha, even if they're not there. And that itself is more of a reason why you should come and daven in a Beis HaKnesses. It's a very interesting point, which gets lost today in today's very busy modern world. Shemekoymos mikudoshen, v'afilu im lepon mispatel shem shaminin mikol mokom mitzvah l'spalu shesham gam b'yichidus, kevan shehem mikoymos mikudoshen, they're holy places. Umi shedarko l'lubot Beis HaMedrash, a person has learns in the Beis HaMedrash, yispalu gam kein shama b'asara, so he's saying another milo that if we talk about Kedusha, a Beis HaMedrash has even more Kedusha. Because a Beis HaMedrash is where you learn. It's a place of learning in addition to Tzfilah. We have to remember in ancient times they were very different. Today it's harder. It's harder and harder, especially in New York, to find a place, to find a makom that's only a Beis HaKnesses. Everything today in our community
has a Beis Medrash.
Is the
Beis Knesset has a Beis Medrash.
The Beis HaKnesset itself is a Beis Medrash. That's the style today. Today every shul, like today, where does all the activity take place in this shul? Young Israel of Midwood. It's almost all the action is taking place here. Right, the whole week you're here, even on Shabbos, a lot of action. Upstairs is like the traditional Beis HaKnesses. But the Rav is here all the time, there's learning here all the time, there's so many this places, non-stop shiurim in this makom. This is the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash. And all the shuls being built today, they're all integrated with tables and svarim, and it's a Beis HaMedrash together with the Beis HaKnesses. But that's not the way it was in ancient times. Ancient times, Hayluchud v'Hayluchud, really was completely, so we mentioned this many times, it was completely separate. The Beis Medrash, there was no davening. That's how it was in the time of the Gemara. There was no davening. In the Beis Medrash, 24/7 learning. You don't have any mafsik. Learning non-stop. You want to daven shachris? So get up and go to the Beis HaKnesses. Not in this makom. In every single yeshiva today in the world, there's shachris, and there's a mincha, and there's a ma'ariv. And in between the shachris, mincha, ma'ariv, there are siddurim. Some yeshivas will have two minyanim for mincha. They'll have two minyanim for shachris. What about the learning? No, so they're not going to learn during that time. You want to go learn, some will go learn somewhere else. But it's not the way it was. The way it was, the Beis Medrash, you learn there. There are shifts. People are learning the Beis Medrash non-stop. You want to go daven? Go to the Beis HaKnesses to daven. And in fact, make your adin terasum nasa, when you're learning, you potter from davening. If you're sitting and learning the whole day, you don't even have to daven. Because it's like mitzvah, potter mitzvah. Except for Kriyashma. Kriyashma is what you can say and you see when you're learning. But So here, if you do have a minyan, if there is such a minyan with a big minyan in the Beis Medrash, that automatically has more sanctity, and you should be mispalel in the Beis Ham. You spell gam sham sham basar. Av mi sheish bi uray gam Beis Agneses. Avol mi sheim darko lil mod Beis Hamedrash. If it's not your derech to learn the Beis Hamedrash, you spell the Beis Agneses sheish sham roiv am. It's better to go to the Beis Agneses. If it's not your derech to go there, you should go there to the place where there is roiv am. The Roivam Hadras Melch. Roivam Hadras. The Mishnah Berurah really explains that this idea of a Beis Medrash, it's not clear what the Kitzur refers to. What it's really referring to is a private Beis Medrash. I don't know, private, it's like a private study. So that's really what it's referring to, because the Mishnah Berurah says that, like, today all the Batei Midrashos, even if you have a chul, the way the Mishnah Berurah is mashma, if you have a Beis Knesses, let's say you have a Beis HaKnesses, where there's 100 people davening in the Beis HaKnesses, and you have a real Beis Medrash, where people sit and learn the whole day, public Beis Medrash, they're learning, there are always 10 people learning in the Beis Medrash, and now you want to daven. I think it is better to daven in the Beis Medrash, even though there are only 10 people there, because that makom has more kedusha, has the kedusha of learning and of davening. Even though it's only 10, that overrides, has more kedusha than 100. Oh, but the Kitzur says not. The Kitzur here says that if you have a choice of going to a shul that has 100 people and going to a Beis Medrash that has only a few people, better go to the Beis HaKnesses. So the Mishavur seems to explain, he's not addressing the Kishonach. That's only when the Beis Medrash is a private Beis Medrash. It's your private study. I sit and learn in this room the whole day. It's my house. I have a study. I prepare shiurim. I sit and learn in this room the entire day. I've given this room sanctity. And now, 10 people want to make a minyan in my study. Who learns in this study? Only one person, or less than 10 people. And today happens to be I have some guests, and we all want to daven mincha here in this study. Or I can daven here, or I can go and I can daven in the Beis HaKnesses where there are 100 people. The Beis HaKnesses is kavua. It's a public Beis Knesses. There's davening there non-stop. Even though this Beis Medrash has the Maila of Torah in addition to Tzvila, but it's not a public Beis Medrash. It's a private. It's a private Beis Medrash. It's a private Beis Medrash, and now you have 10 people here for the day. It's no good. Better go Berayv Am Hadras Melech. Go to the Beis HaKnesses where there are 100 people. But if this Beis Medrash is a Beis Medrash Kavua, it's not a private study. It's a public Beis Medrash where people are learning all the time. Even if the numbers of people who are learning here all the time are fewer than the numbers of people who daven in the Beis HaKnesses HaGadol, better go daven in the Beis Medrash, because the Beis Medrash has the Maila of Torah, and the Kedusha of Torah overrides the Maila of Beroiv Am if the Torah is Kavua. And it's public. It's constant, not just private. That's the hachra of the Mishnah Berurah.
So you have, like, you go to a yeshiva. The yeshiva is doing a day of mitzvah as a yeshiva on Noshna.
And it's a small minyan.
And they daven at 1:30.
Yeah.
And the bachrim daven.
Yeah.
So you have a kedusha of the Torah.
Yeah, that's a very, even though that's a smaller minyan, even though let's say you have a choice of going to a minyan like that, or you can go to a big shul where there are 1,000 people, but they only come to daven, like a big synagogue, you know, the real deal, the real shuls, big beautiful shul, but the shul is only a makom yuchid for tefillah. There's no learning there, only davening, and then you can go to a little yeshiva where they have 15 people, but they learn it the whole day. And they have a minyan for mincha every single day. So the Mishnah Berurah says, better to go to the Beis Medrash where they learn the entire day, because that's the Beis Medrash. A mila. But if it's a private study, someone says, oh, can you do me a taiva? Come into my study. I learn here the whole day. I learn Torah here the whole day. I ask Kedusha of a Beis Medrash. And I need a minyan today. Today there's a minyan in the big base HaKnesses, they're not going to let me daven. I got into a fight with the guy about he's not going to let me daven. So I make my own private minyan, I make my own private minyan in my study. Come out, one of the guys. No! There's a mile of Beroiv Am Hadras Melech to go to the Beis HaKnesses where there are 1,000 people, even though there's no Torah, and here there's Torah. Just because there's Torah here, but it's not a Torah of Kevius, of permanence. So that's already we overlook, we go to the main Beis Medrash, to the main Beis HaKnesses. But where it's Kavua, like you're saying, a yeshiva, they learn every single day, the whole day, they learn there all the time. That has a very beautiful Maila, and that's not something that can be taken lightly. Now he has very interesting halacha too, Batik Nisios. Now of course this means where it doesn't really make any difference to the Kavana, and the mode of davening is everything is exactly the same. Yelech la'alarocha, you should go to the one that's at the greater distance. Sheyiyeh lois Schar Pisios, you should have the reward of the steps. That by walking to the Beis HaKnesses, you get the reward for traveling. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Lilim Yashkum Adon Lebei Beis HaKnesses, you should get very early. Kidei Sheyimne Imasara Harishainim, a beautiful thing to merit being from the first 10. Shafil Lumea Bom Acharaf, even if 100 people come afterwards, Noitel Schar Kineget Kulam. Now we do not know what this means. No one can tell you what this means. You have to have emunas chachamim. This is one of those things, emunas chachamim, that you come the first 10.
Extra credit.
What does it mean get the schawa? I come early, I get the credit for everyone. What does that mean exactly? You bring the shechina. These are things which are mystical things which we do not know what it means. You have to have emunas chacham that there is some great reward in coming from the first 10. The person should strive the utmost. There's a saying, I don't know if there's any truth to this. The first one gets the schar for the first 10. Did any of you hear this?
No.
The first 10
turns on the lights.
The first 10 get the schar for everyone that comes afterwards. But the first one, he gets the schar for the first 10, which in turn are getting the schar for everyone. So being the first, you get everything. You get everything. Is that true? I don't know if there's any makar, if there's any source for that, or if that's something which just someone made up, and it became popular and circulated. I have no idea. I mean, the kids makes no mention of it. Maybe you'll find a source, but I don't. I'm just throwing this out to make mention of this thing. I always wondered this. I don't have a good answer. Let's say you come very early. Years ago, when I was a little boy, years ago, I used to come very early to the davening. Come very early and learn like very early. Before those were good. Okay. So then I used to wonder, so you come very early from the Asar Rishonim. It's beautiful. Well, let's even Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you come very, very early. You come 6 o'clock in the morning, you learn. But before that, then let's say they're going to daven at 7:30. Give you an example, right? So they're going to daven at 7:30. You come at 6 o'clock. Ah! You're from the Asar Rishonim. Great. Extra credit. You're going to get schar for everyone. Let's say you're davening in a yeshiva where there's going to be 1,000 people. Chaim Berlin, you know how many people daven in Chaim Berlin? 1,500. The Gabbai told me. They have 1,500 people in total on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, 1,500 seats, including the women. Pack them in like sardines. Every little corner, they fill up with a chair. So someone comes there, Yom Kippur, he wants to get the schar, can I get kulam? He comes there, 6 o'clock. Yom Kippur morning. Davening is at 8 o'clock, with 7:45, 7:30. Comes there at 5:30. Excellent. He's there. He's from the first 10. Now it's they're about to start brachas. It's about 7:30. You know, I got to go to the bathroom. I got to go to the bathroom. I came here 5 o'clock in the morning. Before I die, I got to go to the bathroom. So I got to go out. If I go out, and I'll come back before they start brachas, do I lose
credit
for being from the Asara Rishonim? L'chore not. Because by that time, by 7:25, already there are 100 people. Right? So if you come 5 o'clock, right, and you put down your mask and your talis, and you go outside, do you get credit? What's the answer? L'chore, you get credit. L'chore, we don't know what this means. What does this mean over here? You get credit for everyone. When it comes to a skula, we discussed this. The dangerous thing about a skula is, I don't have to do anything. It works by itself. I don't have to daven to Hashem. I don't have to do tshuva. I don't have to better myself. If I have this book on the shelf in the house, match, it will do the job for me. I can remove myself. That is the danger with skulos. You can remove yourself from the situation and someone else or some object will do it for you. The little red band around my arm, that's what will protect me. I don't have to daven. I don't have to think about it. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's out of the picture. If I have a picture of a certain person in my house, that picture, the picture, will protect me, not my connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So these are things are very dangerous. You know, you come, I came first, I get the schar. So just my arrival is enough. But I don't have to daven anymore. That's foolish. So we don't know what these things mean exactly, and but we have to have a mood. So these are two different ideas I just want to throw out. I told you, we don't know what these things. Schar, can I get a kula? I don't know. We don't know what this means. I don't know what it means. Okay, let's see. Oid Amar Rabbi Sinzon Levracha. Someone also once told me that if you take note, he told me he made this claim. Shamosim. Today it's hard to find the shamosim. There are no more shamosim anymore. They're extinct. We discussed this. They're extinct. But if you go back in your mind, travel back to your younger years when there used to be something called the shamas. Someone told me that if you'll notice shamosim, not just don't fudge the numbers, they're all ma'arich yamim. They live very long lives. Reverend Friedman, the youngest little flapish, he was no youngster. How old was he when he was nifter? His 90s?
Probably.
If I find his 90s, I know my father's shul, there were two shamosim. They were real shamosim. Russell, he was nifter last year. His yahrzeit's coming up soon. He was no youngster. He was no youngster either. And then the one before him, also. The one before him, what was his name? I don't even remember his name anymore. He also was no youngster. So why? Because definitely Asar Rishayim. Definitely Asar Rishayim every single day. And male the zichtu would say the bracha is ma'arich yamim. As we have over here, we're coming to that. Then personally Asar Rishayim yimuv tach tavarich hasyamim. So I told this to someone once. So he started making cheshbonos. He started thinking about his shamosim. He started questioning, "Is it really true?" Because we don't know what it means. Ma'arich yamim. Ma'arich yamim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's book is not what it means. Ma'arich yamim in our book. We don't know what it means. So, but it's an interesting thing to think about. Unfortunately, today we don't really have shamosim anymore. So, but it's a very interesting idea. He adds another point here. You delay. You don't leave. You're not the first one out. It's not good to be the first one out. And you live there with proper kedusha. Zoiche la'arichas yamim. The Chassid says in the pasuk, Ashrei Adam shomer li lishkoit. Fortunate one, listen to lishkoit, to be swift, to be diligent. Al dal soisai, to come to my doors yamim every single day. Lishmor, to guard mezuzos pischai, the posts of my doors. Chassid Ashrei the pasuk says ki moitzi, those who find me motza chayim have found life. So coming early and staying late and conducting yourself properly in the Beis HaKnesses is a skula, use that term very carefully, for arichas yam. Rubs off, come to Beis HaKnesses, you're there. It's a skula for arichas yam. Okay, let's go here, just one Hashem's halach before we conclude on the bottom. I don't really know how to apply what he's saying with Manazeh, but he talks that if you live in a city, if you live in a city and the shul is within a mil, you mechuyif to go to the shul. That's pashut. V'chasavod, the ashir mil ein choshem bebeisoy di imkein imchoyah beir gedolah v'abeis haknesas hu rachuk mibeiso yipatim milelech el choshem misoyfo ir ayin sham. When it says here these shiurim of a mil and 4 mil, all of these various shiurim of if you go forward, go backwards, That refers to the city limits, from the wall of the city. But if you live in New York City, how big is New York City from end to end? Very big. Depends which end you go from. Go up, depends how you, but I mean, it's many, how many miles from one end to whatever, but it's much, much more than 4 mil, that you can be certain. And if you live in a city, you got to go to shul every single day. So don't make excuses that it's too difficult, it's more than a mil. These numbers are only referring to people who are traveling, and the numbers begin from where you're outside of the city. The Chasa b'Shulchan Aruch Harav, Hagoyin Rav Shneir Zalmin, the Gam b'Chahai Gavna, Shetzoch Lelech Le'ir Asim. Now this is an important halacha. This is a very important idea because this refers to people who are traveling. The Chumrah of going forward up to 4 mil, which we discussed, is a distance or time. That does that apply to Mincha and Ma'ariv as well as Shacharis, or does it only apply to Shacharis? So he says here, the Gam b'Chahai Gavna Shetzoch Le'ir Asim Mechuyav Lelech B'Boiker Uva'erev. The same obligation applies to Mincha and Ma'ariv. The chain costs of Erech HaShulchan of Mishneh Berurah costs of, no, the Mishneh Berurah, believe me, this is shocking. Because generally speaking, this is an amazing trivia question. Generally speaking, the Erech Mishneh Berurah is always more machmir than Erech HaShulchan. Erech HaShulchan is always more lenient than the Mishneh Berurah. The Mishneh Berurah was theoretical. He was not paskening for people that asked him questions. He was learning Shulchan Aruch, and he was mevarah the halacha. And when you don't have anyone pressing you for a heter, you say it the way it is. You're a straight shooter. But when someone comes to you and says, Rabbi, I got a problem, I need a solution, you find the solution. And that's correct. That's the halacha. That there's no violation of halacha. There are different ways of, you know, different frames of mind in coming to a decision in halacha. When you're learning the halacha, there are ideals, there are higher standards, and there are things that you don't think about if you're not being forced into certain situations. Therefore, the Mishneh Berurahs, Piskei Halacha, are generally chamur. Whereas the Aruch HaShulchan was a practicing Rav who was bombarded with questions every single day, and people had problems and needed solutions, and the machmir was not an option for them. So the question was, is there any validity in halacha to be makel? So he always came up with a solution. There is a solution. So here we have a very, very unique situation where the Aruch HaShulchan is machmir and the Mishneh Berurah is makel. The Aruch HaShulchan says you got to go to shul no matter what. You got to travel 4 mil forwards, 1 mil backwards, even for Mincha Ma'ariv. The Mishneh Berurah says, no, you don't. You only have to go forwards 4 mil and backwards 1 mil for Shacharis. But Mincha Ma'ariv, stay home, daven at the Kosel. You don't have to go anywhere. Very interesting trivia information here. Or Mishneh Berurah costs of the daven, but boikim chiv lelech, avaloi be'erev, shein mechiv lelech, b'derech be'erev, b'shul minyan. You don't have to do it. Because of Baruch HaShulchan, even the Baruch HaShulchan that's machmir, and says that you have to go forward 4 mil and backwards 1 mil for Ma'ariv, yeah, there are other considerations to take into consideration that if you're going to get too tired, you have to wake up early the next morning to go for your job, for Parnasa, and Sham the Mishul Parnasa, Yuchem Lahakel, Bezed, Dohan Mitzvah, Lefarnes, Ishta, Yubanov, Kitab, Bishmashas. You have to take what he says, the grain of salt. Just because I told you that you have to go for Ma'ariv, but by going to Ma'ariv, you're going to miss you. You're going to wake up late the next day, and you're not going to be able to go to work, or you're going to lose your job. You're going to get in trouble with the boss. Then don't worry, stay home. Daven the Ma'ariv at home, get a good night's rest, so you'll be productive at your job. You'll be able to support your wife and children. Okay, so we'll stop here. We're up to Yud.